Hello.
Hello, Jamie. I missed calls from you. It's Colin Wotherspoon.
Hi, Colin. Thank you very much for giving me a call back. Just before we continue, I need to complete data protection. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
Yes, the 16th of May 1978.
Great. And your postcode?
KA389AD.
Right, that's great. Thank you very much. And just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Just two things, Colin. Do you have an email address that you use at the moment?
Yes, it's colinwotherspoon4@gmail.com.
colinwotherspoon4@gmail.com. Right, that's absolutely perfect. And the reason for my call is we needed a bit more information. So one of the institutions we've submitted a data subject access request to just need some further information to help them identify the relevant records. So can you recall your mother and father's name?
Yes, it's Hugh Wotherspoon. And my mum being Vera Gregg.
Hugh, H-U-G-H?
Yeah.
What was her name? And was that Vera Grace?
Vera Gregg, G-R-I-G-E.
G-R-I-G-E. I-G-E. So Vera, V-E-R-A?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, that's fine. And can you recall the address before you were placed in care?
It was 69 Rankin Court, Kilmarnock.
Rankin Court, one moment, let me just give that a quick search. And that's postcode, you may not remember this, but it's come up on my search, KA37QX, does that sound
right? Yeah, that's right.
Right, that's perfect. And just to let you know, I was just having a look at your file for compliance purposes. Going through the initial documents you provided. Let me just have a look. So the proof of address you provided was dated 29th of May 2025. We need a proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months. So would you be able to take a photograph of a recent letter, anything that's been sent to you, and send that across to me? Do you use WhatsApp?
Yeah, I could do it, yeah.
Yeah. So if I send you a message on WhatsApp, can you respond to that with a picture of a letter just dated within the last 3 months that has obviously the date on your name and your address?
I've not really got it, because I've been direct debits.
Right. Do you have any emails where they send attached letter correspondence to you?
No.
Right, okay. So I'll pop a note on your file for the time being in relation to the proof of address. Just when you do receive any postal correspondence, such as a council tax notification, any type of formal document that may come, if you can just...
Well, I may not own a council tax before incoming, because I contacted them the other day, because I'm over a page, so I'm going to send out one.
Oh, great. Well, when that comes in, if you can send the copy across, I'll send you a WhatsApp following this conversation. When that letter comes in, if you can send it across, just so we can add it for our file, for our AML checks. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Great. Is there anything you need from me at this time, Colin?
No, nothing at all, no.
Great, Colin. Thank you very much for calling me back, okay? And we'll speak to you soon.
All right, you take care. Bye-bye, Jim.
Okay, bye now.